Good morning. This is KWSO News. Election Day is next Tuesday, November 2nd. Jefferson County voters will decide two items on their ballots. There is a 509J bond measure that would fund improvements at all 509J schools, and there is a Jefferson County five-year jail operations levy. Jefferson County Sheriff Mark Heckthorne talks about the jail levy.
So our proposed jail levy, if passed, what is it going to do? The levy is our primary source of revenue. So in the next 5 years, the proposed jail levy is going to account for 77% of our operating fund. That means that I've only got 23% revenue to run a jail if this operations levy was to fail, for example. That would greatly reduce the ability and effectiveness of our county jail if I only have 23% of my funding to actually operate the jail. I do want to let people know that the new levy at the new rate replaces a levy that's going to expire. So we're not double dipping. There's not a, you know, part of one levy on 1 year and another levy on the next. Future renewals or increases to the levy will not occur without voter approval. I think that's important for folks to know, is that the very first levy was passed in 2000 after the new building, the new jail was constructed. And that thing has been renewed five times since 2020. We've done levies at 5 years, and we've done levies at 3 years.
On this week's Warm Springs program, you can learn about the 509J bond measure. Oregon mail-in ballots need to be at the county clerk's office or in an official ballot drop box by 8 p.m. on November 2nd. Drop boxes are located in Warm Springs on campus across the street from the post office and also at Three Warriors Market in Simnasho. There are also drop boxes at Culver City Hall, Metolius City Hall, the Crooked River Ranch Admin Area, and the Jefferson County Clerk's Office at 66 Southwest D Street in Madras. Conflicts over water are as old as history itself, but the massive Google data centers on the edge of a small Oregon town represent an emerging 21st century concern. Now a critical part of modern computing, data centers help people stream movies on Netflix, conduct transactions on PayPal, post updates on Facebook, store trillions of photos, and more. But a single facility can also churn through millions of gallons of water each day to keep hot running equipment cool. Now, Google wants to build at least two more data centers in the Dalles. But some residents are uneasy, worried there won't be enough water for everyone. A Trump-era change to the Clean Water Act, which restricted state and tribal input on large water projects, has been overturned. Jefferson Public Radio's Sophia Prince reports.
In 2019, the Trump administration gave sole control of large water projects to the federal government. Today, a federal court in California struck down that rule. Now, states and tribes can once again have input on projects such as fuel pipelines, hydropower, and industrial plants. The ruling came in response to a lawsuit brought against the Environmental Protection Agency. Sanjay Inst-Johansson is an attorney at the Eugene-based Western Environmental Law Center, which brought the lawsuit. He says that reversing the Trump-era changes means that local authorities will have much more say in a range of projects.
A major application of Section 401 is to hydropower, so relicensing of dams that cut off native fish runs. Also, you know, just things like development wetlands. So if a property development company is looking to fill and develop wetlands, they would need a permit for that. And that permitting process would also be subject to Section 401.
In Oregon, this means that hydropower projects in particular will undergo a much fuller environmental review before being able to move forward. I'm Sophia Prince reporting.
A Bend police officer is facing criminal charges after being accused of slamming a man's head into the ground during an attempted arrest. The Bulletin reports Bend police officer Kevin Ubalez was charged Friday with fourth-degree assault and harassment. Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel said in a news conference Friday that two of his colleagues reported Ubalez's alleged conduct to supervisors. Ubalez is a police dog handler hired by the department in 2014. The alleged excessive force incident happened around 1 a.m. June 6th near Sunset View Park. It wasn't immediately known if Ubalez has a lawyer to speak on his behalf. And now a look into sports. In local sports, on Friday had the Madras White Buffalo football team hosting the Cowboys of Crook County in the 4A Special District 2. The White Buffaloes came away with the victory on homecoming night, 21-12. The White Buffaloes are up next on the road as they travel to Gladstone this Friday, who the Cowboys fell to earlier in the season, 21-15. In Major League Baseball, the World Series is set to begin tomorrow in Houston as the Astros will take on Atlanta for the right to be named the best team in baseball. Atlanta overcame a tall task in defeating the defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers in six games as the Astros took out the Red Sox to advance to the World Series. The Astros are the favorite to win it all, but Atlanta will have something to say about that as this is the first World Series they've been in more than 20 years. That's your KWSO News and Sports. I'm Duncan Bruno.